After only a few steps, he stepped on a submerged stone and stumbled, and Rondi quickly ordered,
"Step only where I step. The lake is generally shallow, but there are places where it drops off."
"Into the depths of eternity,"
the Given rasped from the end of the line.
"If you sink into that, even we cannot pull you back."
"Great."
Ben gently pushed his father ahead, directly behind Rondi, then slipped into line himself and reached forward to continue holding his father's arm.
"Hear that, Dad?"
"Got it, son."
Luke sounded more amused than concerned.
"Thanks for being sure."
"No problem," Ben replied. "At your age, the hearing starts to go."
As Ben spoke, he looked down to make certain he was following exactly in his father's steps, then gasped aloud at the face he saw staring up at him. He had only seen that face when he was too young to remember it, but he had viewed plenty of hollows of it, and there was no mistaking those ice-blue eyes and that tousled sandy brown hair. Anakin Solo. At the sound of Ben's gasp, his father stopped and turned to look, then also gasped,
"Anakin?"
Anakin's image floated up, as if emerging from the reflection of a boulder on shore. His lips were just breaking the surface of the lake, and his icy blue eyes swung in Luke's direction.
"Uncle Luke?"
Anakin's voice was gurgling and uncertain, like a Mon Calamari's.
"Is that really you?"
Luke nodded, and his force aura grew cold and heavy with the guilt that he still felt, a decade and a half later, about sending Anakin on the mission that had ended his life.
"Yes, Anakin, it's..."
Luke's voice cracked and seemed too shocked to continue. Ben could understand why. He hadn't even known Anakin, and he felt stunned, confused, happy, sorry, and suspicious. Everything that the Mindwalkers did was for the purpose of keeping him and his father beyond shadows until they died. It seemed utterly impossible that they were actually speaking to Anakin Solo. Almost as impossible as it was to leave their bodies to journey through the Maw as pure force presences. Deciding that whatever was happening, it would be best to buy his father some time to recover, Ben said,
"Hello, Anakin. It's an honor to, meet you."
Anakin's gaze shifted to Ben.
"Ben? Has it been that long?"
Ben nodded.
"I'm afraid so. I'm the same age now that you were."
He paused, wondering whether it was wise to remind an apparition of its death, then decided that it would be an insult to be anything less than honest.
"When you died."
To Ben's relief, Anakin did not seem at all surprised. He merely smiled, then said,
"Try not to follow my lead, okay?"
Ben chuckled despite himself, then said,
"I'm doing my best."
"Good."
Anakin's expression grew serious.
"Be much more careful than I was, Ben. Learn from my mistakes."
"I have. Not from your mistakes, I mean, but from your example."
Ben glanced over, and seeing that his father looked like he had recovered his composure, he added,
"You're a legend, Anakin. Your sacrifice saved the Jedi. There hasn't been another Jedi Knight as strong as you since."
Anakin scowled and looked back to Luke.
"You must be going soft on them."
Luke smiled but shook his head.
"Not at all. Ben is right."
He squatted down so that he could be closer to Anakin's face.
"I have high hopes for Ben, but there hasn't been a Jedi Knight like you again. Losing you was as great a loss to the Order as it was to your family."
Anakin's eyes grew worried.
"It shouldn't have been. The Order can't wait for a great Jedi Knight to lead it. That's what everyone thought I was. And when I died, too much died with me."
He turned to Ben.
"Don't make the mistake I did. Don't let anyone push you into that. Every Jedi Knight has to be his own light, because the light shouldn't go out when one Jedi dies."
Ben nodded.
"Okay, Anakin. I think I actually get it." "Because wise words are always easy to understand," Luke said. "I'll take your advice to heart, Anakin. But I want you to know that what you did on Bainu Ross saved the entire Order. Thank you for that." "I wasn't alone."
Anakin's eyes closed. It appeared for a moment that he was going to sink back beneath the water. Then he asked,
"What about Tahiri? Is she well?"
Luke's lips tightened, and Ben knew that his father was afraid of answering, that if he began to speak, the whole terrible truth would stream forth. What Jason had done to her, what Jason had become, what Jaina had been forced to do to stop him.
"She will be, Anakin," Ben said. "I promise you that."
If Anakin had sensed anything in Luke's hesitation, he did not show it. He merely nodded.
"Good. Tell her that I still love her."
His head tipped back, and he said,
"Now go. You don't have much time."
Anakin's face sank as quickly as it had come to the surface, leaving Ben and his father to stand there in the cold water, wondering what they had just seen.